Hey, 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 what's up, everybody?
Hello, everyone.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to a new season.
A new season, everyone. Yay!
Season number two, y'all. We did it. Season number two, Why Did I Get Married is the theme. This is our first episode in season two, Exquisite Exhale.
Ooh.
Woosah.
When you're breathing, like, I just did an exquisite exhale.
You sure did. Now, with us wrapping up season one finale, we kind of introduce the family and making things a little broader and bigger. So with season two, we just going to jump right in it.
Mm-hmm. So beginning of this season, the whole season of season two is going to be really just encapping around, why did I get married? Mm-hmm. We want you to think about, why did you get married? Every episode that we're going to do will, at the end of the episode, we'll have you thinking that and kind of putting some marital goals into perspective.
How yes. about that? Yeah, that sounds good. Because I don't think we really truly focus on marriage goals when you're active in your marriage, especially if you have children and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, after you get married, it's kind of like we're married.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're going to talk about those things. We want your perspective. We want you to think about it. We want you to just feel the way you feel about why you got married. Remember the time, like Michael Jackson.
Do you remember? Yeah, so
this... Yeah, that's the perfect song for that. We're young and innocent.
Oh, man. Yes. Yes.
So, Exquisite Exhale. I love the title.
Mm-hmm.
Before, we didn't even introduce ourselves. We just came right on excited about season two.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We so excited that we didn't greet our people.
Yes. Hello, everyone out
so,
there.
So, hello, family. We love y'all. What's going on? I'm your host, Will Music.
And I'm your host, Sharana.
And this is the Way That I Love You podcast.
Yes.
A hot, sexy marriage podcast mm-hmm. that talks about the ups and downs that life throws us in marriage. And we giving it to you all from our perspective.
We're giving it to you straight. We're not doctors. We're not legal or licensed professionals
or anything like
we're
that.
We're just two people that love one another.
Yes,
and
we
this
do.
Is how we love on each other. Yes. We're just showing you and telling you what we do. If it works for you, apply it. If it don't, put it in your back pocket and baby, give it to somebody else that needs it.
Yes.
How about you can take it out later and say, you know what? I didn't need it then, but right now, I need to use it now.
And I'm glad you said that mm-hmm. because we have a lot of people that are single that listen to the show.
Mm-hmm.
And what you just said in your last statement, if you don't need it now, you can pull it out and use it later. But it's great to put it into action now for later.
I can't listen to you while you're saying those kind of words because today we're facing each other. So he's saying, and when he's saying these words, I know his body expression, so it's different. But go ahead, continue.
But yeah, for you know those who are not married and listen to our show, definitely.
Yeah.
Apply it.
Apply it.
So, baby, I just want to start off too by saying you look beautiful, always and forever to me.
Aww. And you look really good yourself, baby. I love you. And I love the way that you gaze into my eyes when you're talking to me. It makes me feel really special.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the truth. Because you are special, baby. You're special to me.
Thank you.
So we want to give shout outs to all the marriages, all the anniversaries, all the birthdays.
Mm-hmm. So happy birthday.
Happy birthday, y'all.
Happy anniversary. Yes. Oh, you know, I love anniversaries. I love marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I love when two people get together and they create something special.
Yes.
And they call it their own.
Yes.
And nobody else. It's like marriage is something nobody else can take from you.
Yeah.
It's this is ours.
This is us.
This is how we do things. Yep. This is, you know what I mean?
Yeah, nobody, they can talk trash all they want, but it's just me and you.
Yes.
Ooh. Queen and Slim. Queen and Slim.
To all the Queen and Slims out there.
Yeah.
And of the world. I really love that movie. It's a really good movie.
I want to also give a shout out. We right now, we broadcasting from South Carolina. Mm-hmm. We're in Florence. And we met two amazing people. Like to give shout outs to them. Mario Simmons, shout out to him. And Sierra Rogers.
And they're not a couple.
So yeah, they're not a couple.
They were the sales the individuals that help our parents get the furniture they needed. So shout out to them. Thank you for all of your help.
And yes.
You were great. You know, if you hashtag the way that I love you
podcast,
we will. And then you can put down where you work. We don't want to give that information out. But if you want to put that, if you want to hashtag us and, you know, it's a hello, and then we will put that on our page.
Yep. We throw it up right up on our Facebook page.
So you got to hashtag the way that I love you podcast, and then we'll do that.
Yes. So season 2, mm-hmm. Why Did I Get Married theme, episode 1, Exquisite XL.
Exquisite. Yes.
Right.
So we had a lot of moments of Exquisite XL this week.
Mm-hmm.
We rode from Philly into South Carolina.
Yep.
After the storm. So we had a long drive, which didn't seem like a very long drive.
No, it didn't actually.
It was with the drive is like 8 hours, 9 hours. But I don't think we did that many hours.
It was like definitely 8 hours, but it wasn't, I thought it was going to be a little longer, like 9, maybe 10.
Yeah, for some reason it felt very short.
Yeah.
We went after the storm, so, you know, our love go out to everyone in Philly through the floods. And I mean, it's crazy. It was crazy out there, y'all.
Yeah,
really,
it was.
The floods is like to the roof, like the Schuylkill is like swallowing up the city.
Yeah.
Just about
crazy.
So our hearts go out to those that were affected in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that has to rebuild or anything. If you were affected by that, our heart go out to you. So as we're driving, there's no one on the road. Like, so the whole way, just about, it was just like smooth sailing. And you know, like after a storm, in every storm in life and everything, the sun shines, right?
Yes.
The sun was shining. It was beautiful.
It was.
It was a beautiful, beautiful moment. I enjoyed, we old school danced and, you know, took a little bit of pictures or whatever. But when Will and I ride out, we get that music going, because they'll tell you we are music lovers. And we get that music going. We just be jamming.
Yes.
So I love driving out with you. I love riding out with you.
Yes, I love riding out with you too. And that's all about the Exquisite XL too, those moments, being able to share those moments with your spouse and creating moments to share with your spouse and being intentional in doing it.
Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things that we do. So we say the exquisite moment, the woosah moment, where you tell people this is what we do. Because we, like we said in the beginning, this is your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
This is how you do things. So riding out is like one of the things that we do.
Yes.
That's like we ride out together. We were like, all right. I mean, we love taking the plane. Don't get me wrong. We don't want to go too far.
Yeah.
But sometimes, like when we're just in the car together and we're driving, babe, I really enjoy like talking to you, singing, and you know, at moments it gets quiet because mm-hmm. after a while you really don't have too much to say. But being next to you, and then we'll grab each other, that's the favorite part. Like I like grabbing your hand and just holding your hand, and you know, leaning over and giving you a kiss from time to time.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it. And those moments are like when we in the car and it's just you and I, mm-hmm. the intimacy that we have is on a different level. Mm-hmm. And you were talking about like just singing and being in our zone. Yeah, I love that too.
Our zone moments.
Yeah.
What we do.
Yes.
Yes. Our exquisite exhales.
Yes.
one of the other things I love about like the things that we do. And we're telling you, hey, y'all, find your moment. Find the thing that you do together. What makes y'all great in that moment? Another thing that we do together is when we go on our walks.
Yes.
We take time. Will and I, we take time when he come home from work, or not even just when you come home from work. Whenever I had a hard day or whatever, we'll say, hey, let's go for our walk. And it's better sometimes we go for our walk after dinner because we get that going down. If you know what I mean.
Walk off that goodness.
Walk off that goodness. So we'll go and, you know, strap up, get our clothes on and go for our walk and just talk. And it looked like we made it, like we about to go running, but we're not.
Yeah, we stretching everything, y'all. We even throw on like exercise gear.
So we'll go for our walk. We'll go and just talk and talk and talk. We unload on each other. And not in a bad way, babe. Unloading in a way that...
that's healthy.
Yeah.
And intentional. Mm-hmm. And that's what we know why we're doing it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We go for a walk when we're not seeing eye to eye. Mm-hmm. And perfect, because when you're in a house, you know, we don't like to have any kind of really confrontation in front of our kids. I mean, they've seen us have a little
spat.
Like, all right, well, okay, all right, well, then you be quiet. No, all right, well, you know what? That's it. And that's about it. And yeah. And the girls know when you're picking. They're like, yeah. Daddy's picking.
Yeah.
And they call him on his mess.
Yeah, they crack up. So, you know, those are like little engagements, healthy spats that we have.
Right. But when we need to talk about something, mm-hmm. we'll be like, you know what? We need to go for a walk.
Yeah.
So we walk through good moments and not so great moments that we need to woosah, to unload, to mm-hmm. have an exquisite exhale.
Yes.
And I like that we can do that. So we were telling you within your marriage, find what you do.
Yes.
Find something. If it's playing cards, if it's a card game,
ooh, yeah.
You know, whatever it is that you come together and you rock out and just kind of
be like. Share that passion able to discuss and talk over it. Mm-hmm. Like it's something that you both do, that you engage, that you both lock in on.
Yes. So I love our walks because we'll start off and we're just like, all right, you ready? We'll gear up. And then when our feet hit the...
She's feeling that heat from me right now. And that's that passion. I'm looking at her like,
You are looking at me.
Like, bring it.
When our feet hit the pavement, we go in full-blown conversation. And it's like we talk, and sometimes we'll circle the block.
Yes.
A couple of times mm-hmm. until we continue to have, you know, our day or our week unloaded.
Yep.
And whatever it is.
And we find that break where things are lifted and we're light. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's a better space.
Yes. I love that. One of the times when I say we talk about everything that's in that moment. And it just remind me of, you know, for men, I know it's hard to express everything that's on your mind. And I know that when you walk, for you, that's a time that you can kind of be like, all right, babe, this is, you know, I think, is it because you're walking, your mind is not on, like, sitting on the couch can cause a lot of tension. Mm-hmm. Like, you're like, oh, let's focus in. Is it because when you're walking, what does that do for you?
Well, walking, it's a different atmosphere, especially like when we walk and the day is beautiful. It allows a setting where I can just be free and unload. You know what I mean? It's like you said, it's that woosah, that relaxing moment where I can really go deep and discuss things.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause I remember the time when you came home one day and you were like really, I want to say frustrated. But it was just that week. And I don't know if it was that week or that month. And, you know, pay attention to your spouse. Pay attention because this is your best friend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it should be your best friend.
Your best friend, your lover.
Your best friend, your lover. And if you don't see your spouse in that way, you have to change the perspective on how you see them. you have to change some things about yourself, change some things, because I hear people say, well, my spouse, my husband and my wife is not my best friend. There's no way that you can't be my best friend because I'm with you all day long. Mm-hmm. You're my confidant. I can confide in you through everything. I would like to do everything with you. And if that doesn't describe a best friend,
right,
then what would be the description of the best friend? Now, granted, you have female best friends, you have male best friends, you know, that can still be your best friend, but your spouse is the person.
That's your go-to.
Yes.
That's when break glass when all else fails.
Yes. I like that. And so you should be able to create those moments, be willing, and if they are not your best friend, be willing to change so they can be your best friend. Yes. I know change is hard.
Yes.
Yeah, change is hard, but be willing to change so they can become your best friend. So you can be able to know when something's going on. So I kind of like knew that this week or this month wasn't your best. And we talked about those things. And we talked about you being in a vulnerable space in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
That you were just, like, life was just happening. That everyday moment.
Yeah, the day-to-day. Beat up.
Yeah.
Yep.
So walking allowed us to, for me to be like, you know what, babe, that's okay. Be happy for what we have. And bringing us back to, remember when it was this way?
Mm-hmm.
And then we were able to go through that thing together. You can have those moments with other people, you know, especially your children. But it's something about having those moments with your spouse and you can talk to that.
Right. And like when you just asked the question about what is it about outside, I also thought about it like discussing it in the house. It's in the house. It's four walls. Outside is wide open. So when we release and I'm in the house, it's not really leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Mentally, it's going into the atmosphere of the house and just kind of like lingering. But when we take our walks and we're outside and I release something like that, it's out in the atmosphere to just dissipate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was just thinking about that when you was talking. I was like, you know what? I feel much better being in open spaces,
mm-hmm.
discussing. You know what I mean? So,
wow. So the encouragement that we give one another,
mm-hmm.
with the thing that this is what we do. And listening. If you have not, you know, mastered the
art of listening your spouse.
Yes, baby. Mm-hmm. Listen to them. Hear what they're saying. Even if it's something that they're saying directly about you, you know, you can't change how they feel, but you can change how you listen and how you give out the energy that you bring back to the table.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that. So listening is very important. I think in one of our episodes with a couple, they talked about listening.
Yes.
They weren't listening to each other.
Right.
They were just, you know. So find what you do. Do what you do. Be faithful and connect in that way. Change is hard.
Yes.
But it's worth it.
It's worth it. Mm-hmm. Definitely worth it. Change your perspective. If you're not tight, then something ain't right.
And I love how we do. Like, I love to laugh.
Yes.
The laughter at the end of the day. Find those moments. Those the woosah moments. Those are the exquisite exhale moment. That after you have your conversations and you're unloading your day on each other in a healthy way, not a bad way, and you're unloading whatever you need to unload, the laughter. You should laugh afterwards. You should find something that really...
Or make love.
Let's make love. Make love and laugh. I think would you laugh first and make love second? But I don't
know. I would definitely laugh first and then make love.
Well, yeah. So, the homework for today. What would the homework for this week, babe? What would you
the
say?
The homework for this week is to really be intentional on discovering what your it between you two are.
Mm-hmm.
Find your exquisite exhale.
Mm.
And exercise it.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
I love it. Just like I love you, baby.
I love you too.
And I love that we are coming into this new season together. I just can't take it, y'all. She my boo. Well, as always, continue to tune in, follow us, check in every week, see what we're doing.
Go to the Facebook page, yes, the Instagram page, hashtag us the way that I love you podcast. Hashtag I like my coffee hot.
Yes.
Hashtag secure love. Don't hashtag insecure love. Don't do that. Hashtag secure love. Hashtag
can't stop a love like ours.
Can't stop a love like ours.
And that should be your theme, y'all. Yes. Can't stop a love like ours. Mm-hmm. Anything they try to seep in and separate y'all, break that up.
No, yeah, break it up.
Don't belong here.
Don't belong here. Don't let nothing get in between you. Even if somebody comes with some news, but whoa, 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 whoa.
Skirt.
And remember, you know, for us, why did you get married? I got married so I can have sex with XL, you know? So, you know, you have somebody out to be like this.
Yeah, and why did I get married? I got married for a couple of reasons. One is obvious. But the second is definitely to have someone that I can be with and love for eternity.
Yeah, you know, like this moment, like for this particular episode, someone that I can call my best friend.
Yep.
That I know that will be when I die. Mm-hmm. You know, those are the reasons I got married, someone that I can do stuff. Because at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, I'm looking forward to having it.
Shoulders. That's what's up.
Well, thank you for tuning in. Baby, I love you.
I love you too, baby.
And thank you all for tuning in to the Way That I Love You podcast. I'm your host, Sean.
And I'm your host, Will Music.
And we are the
Mighty McFadden.
We are the McFadden.
See you next week, y'all.